This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Add a sweetener to dhikr. Dhikr or any form of worship, you can make it a little bit dry or you can make it, you know, enjoyable. Like when we recite the Quran, for example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never told us to recite it just as we recite, read a book. No, he said put a tune to it. Right, so you don't say ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. No, you say ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So you put your own tune to it. Now, any form of worship that you want to put a tune to it, welcome. Put it. Especially when you're doing dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you're in salah, you want to engage yourself. Just think, even if you're reciting just on your own, just in your mind, just think of a beautiful tune reciting to Allah. It electrifies your ibadah. So you're in a sujood. Instead of saying Subhana Rabbil A'la, Subhana Rabbil A'la, just think of this. Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. It electrifies the ibadah just by thinking of it. Think of your favorite qari when you're standing in salah, and as if you're reciting like your favorite qari, it will really electrify your ibadah. Okay? The same way, when we sit with tasbih, instead of saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, whatever, you can say subhanallah walhamdulillah, subhanallah walhamdulillah, subhanallah walhamdulillah, subhanallah walhamdulillah. Now you adding your tune, it's your sweetener of dhikr. All the four levels you've got, and plus you put your sweetener, okay? It's like, you know, you made a whole cup of tea, you put the water, you put the, you know, tea bag in there, you put the milk and all that, and then in the end you put the sugar there. That's what gives you the taste. Okay? So you want the taste of dhikr. I'm sorry, some of you are thinking cup of tea in month of Ramadan. So what you want to do is you want to put the sweetener of your dhikr, which is your personal tune. Now some of you are going to be like, well, I don't have a good tune. I'm like, you know, Mr. Broken Voice, I don't have a good tune. Look, Allah's never going to judge you on your tune. Though you've got a broken tune, though you've got a broken voice, though you're not so melodious, though you're not so great in saying it like that, like somebody else, Allah will not judge you on that. Just like right...